I knew the moment I saw him, he'd be perfect. He was a cute boy, a little awkward. Not a child, but definitely not a man. He went to the local high school, but he couldn't have been more than 14 years old. He was exactly the kind of boy that turns me on the most. I soon learned that every weekday, after school, he had track and field practice. And every weekday, after practice, he'd walk home, alone. I first noticed him by accident one late afternoon when I was out for a run. He caught my eye right away. I wondered if he noticed me staring at him. I'll bet he doesn't get too many hot women my age looking at him in that way. He had his backpack on and was carrying his gym bag. He was all hot and sweaty. It'd been so warm and humid that spring. I'm not one to let opportunity pass me by. After circling around a couple of times, I accidentally bumped into him on the sidewalk. He turned even redder when it happened, and I felt his arm accidentally brush my tits. I knew he would be perfect. His sweet face and still innocent eyes were just begging to be completely overwhelmed. Dominated by strong, beautiful women who would make him suffer in the most delicious, filthy, and humiliating ways. So I called my two girlfriends, V and B, and one hot, muggy afternoon while he was walking home from practice, we caught him. And catching him was so fucking easy. We just went out jogging, spotted him, and followed him. He actually took a shortcut through this alleyway. V just ran past him in the alley, while B and I approached him from behind. He was more or less surrounded. It may not have been the ideal place to take him. The alley was full of trash cans, and they stank in the hot, humid air. But there was an old, dirty, stained mattress propped up against some of the garbage cans. While B and I distracted him, V lay the mattress down on the ground. His eyes went wide as saucers when I approached him. "Hi," I said, and I asked him if I hadn't seen him around before. He tried to stammer out a response. The reality of his situation hadn't sunk in just yet. I think it started to sink in, though, the moment V grabbed him from behind. He struggled a little, but it was obvious his instinct was not to fight back against women. Almost as though he were reluctant to hurt us, the weaker sex. He was shocked, and I could see the fear in his eyes. Maybe the combination of those plus the heat made him weak. Compliant. Getting up close to him, I could smell his musky sweat. His stink. His hair was damp. I reached over and grabbed a clump of it in my hand. Seeing his confusion, smelling his fear and his rank sweat, the heavy heat in the air, the overripe, almost rotting smell of the garbage that surrounded us, it was all so fucking nasty. I'd never experienced such a filthy, disgusting scene before. To my own surprise, my cunt was getting wetter and wetter. Grabbing his wet, sweaty hair, I could feel myself start to throb between my legs. And I was sure B and V felt exactly the same way. I asked him what was he doing walking home alone, all stinky and sweaty like that. Didn't he shower after practice? Didn't his mother teach him that it was bad manners, that boys needed to shower if they didn't want to repulse the women around them? Of course we weren't repulsed. We were turned on. We bent him over one of the trash cans and slammed his face down onto the lid. B&V held him down while I pulled off his shorts and underwear. He was whimpering slightly, stammering. His skin was slimy with sweat, and his clothes were damp. And then I was hit by the faint, distinct smell of shit. And there it was. He had wet, nasty brown skid marks in his dingy white briefs. I asked him, what the fuck was that? Didn't he know how to wipe his own ass? Was he a baby who couldn't even clean himself? Did he need his mommy to wipe his ass every time he took a shit? He started to cry when I rubbed his dirty, stained briefs in his face, made him smell his own shit. Were these briefs supposed to be white? I asked. Why were they so filthy? Why did they smell like piss and shit? Did he put on a clean pair that morning, or had he worn the same pair all week? Oh, poor baby. I dried his tears best I could with his underwear, but he just wouldn't stop crying. With white briefs that dirty, I told him I just knew his asshole would be dirty too. I would have to check it, and if it wasn't clean, then we'd have to punish him. Obviously, his mother had been remiss in teaching him important lessons on keeping clean, so we would have to teach him those lessons ourselves. I told him to stick that smooth, sweaty ass out for me, and I spread his cheeks wide open. And lo and behold, just as I thought, he had a cute, tight little asshole. But he also had a very dirty, unwashed asshole. He was going to have to be punished severely for being such a dirty, disgusting, unclean boy. We threw him down on the old stained mattress by the trash cans, and at that point, he really started to fight back, but we got him under control. A 14-year-old boy can be strong, but he can still be overpowered by three tall, athletic women. We got him laying on his back. B pinned his arms down and V held his legs. I climbed on top of him, straddled him, held his chest down with my hands. My cunt was aching. I started grinding on him. I could feel his young cock getting hard beneath me. Felt so good to rub against it. And it only made him more agitated. I told V to take his shoes and socks off. At first, he put up a fight and kept kicking. I slapped his face a few times and told him to stay still or else we'd hurt him for real. I kept grinding down on his cock. He started to moan, and his kicking stopped. V took off his sneakers and threw them aside. Then she peeled off his socks, passed them over to me. They were white, athletic socks. Nothing special, except they were damp, and they stunk so bad. I continued to grind my cunt against his cock and rubbed his filthy white socks in his face. I asked him if the smell of his own disgusting socks turned him on. I think they did, considering how hard his cock was. I told him I could feel it underneath me. I was sure he was dying to feel my tight, wet pussy, to fuck me with his young boy cock. Too bad for him, that was not going to happen. I stood up over him. B kept his arms pinned down and V held his legs. I peeled off my own shorts and my panties. He couldn't stop staring at my pussy. I asked him if he'd ever seen a woman's cunt before with his own eyes in real life. He shook his head. No. Had he ever smelled a woman's dirty panties before? He started breathing faster and faster. I held out my own dirty pair of white cotton panties. They were damp with my sweat and ripe with the smell of my cunt. I got back down on my knees, straddling him again, sitting on his chest, my wet, slippery pussy rubbing against his slimy skin. I pushed my panties right up against his nose, rubbing his face with them, forcing him to smell them. And then I told him to open his mouth, wide. At first he refused, so I had to slap him again. But finally, he opened that pretty little mouth for me. I stuffed my filthy white panties right inside, shoved them down far enough that he couldn't spit them out. I asked him, how did they taste? Did he enjoy the taste of a woman's sweaty, dirty cunt? Of course he did. He just didn't want to admit it. Didn't want to admit to being a dirty little pervert. I asked him, what should we do with him? What would be a suitable punishment for a little perverted boy who can't keep his ass clean? And who wears dirty, stinky socks and underwear. Maybe my girlfriends and I should take turns riding his face, grinding our hot, wet cunts against his pretty little mouth, stuffed full with my panties. But then I saw his socks on the mattress and had a better idea. Bea had a waste pouch, and she'd packed it with a few supplies in anticipation of our little afternoon outing. Including a nice little dildo. Well, maybe not so little. And also a harness with which I could wear it. I got up off the boy and told him to get on his hands and knees like a dog. He obeyed immediately, although he did start to whimper again and begged us not to hurt him. I strapped on the harness and dildo. V and B stripped off their shorts, and I could hear them laughing as they stuffed his mouth with their own dirty panties. Now what, I asked him, are we going to do with these stinky, sweaty sports socks of yours? We found a good home for our panties, didn't we? Your mouth is the perfect warm, wet hole for our dirty, stinky little panties. Is there another warm, tight hole for your socks? A dirty, shit-crusted, unwashed little hole for these dirty, sweaty, unwashed socks? There was that look of panic again in his eyes. B and V went and stood right in front of him. Began taking turns grabbing his hair and grinding his face into their hot, sweaty crotches. Of course, he couldn't lick their pussies with his mouth full of our panties, but they rubbed his nose and face against their clits. Meanwhile, I got to work, spreading his ass cheeks. I took his white socks, balled them up, and began stuffing them roughly into his asshole. He started shaking and crying out, pleading with me to stop. His voice muffled as he was pressed against the cunts of my friends. V and B slapped him some more, laughed at him, told him to stop being such a pathetic little baby, to take his punishment like a man. His socks didn't go in easily, but I managed to cram them all the way into his asshole. He was sobbing, but I had to make sure they were in good and deep. We didn't want them falling out. I told him I'd be fucking his socks in with my strap on, fucking them deep into his asshole so they'd never come out, or at least not for a very long time. he could enjoy the privilege of smelling my friends' pussies, of having them use him like a sex toy to make themselves come on his face, while I fucked his dirty ass stuffed full of his own sweaty socks. I could see his cock was still rock hard, and now it was leaking pre-cum. What a sick, twisted pervert he was, and still only just a kid. Here he was, enjoying his own rape, enjoying his own humiliation and degradation like a little bitch, getting off on the smell of his own shit-streaked white briefs, the taste of dirty white panties, the pain of having his own sweaty white socks shoved deep inside his dirty asshole. What a little freak. No doubt he was aching to start stroking his cock while I pushed the head of the dildo against the entrance to his ass. I spit on my hand and used it to lube up. Then I spit again and spread it all around his dirty brown hole. He was already stretched open from the socks stuffed inside. I started fucking him. It was so hot, such a turn on. I loved pumping my hips back and forth against him, feeling the dildo slam deeper and deeper inside him each time. I loved watching my girlfriends grind his face against their cunts. He started crying again, and it only made me fuck him harder. I got so turned on. My pussy was dripping. Even the rotting smell of the garbage and the nasty stains on the mattress didn't put me off. If anything, they made me hotter, more desperate to fuck and punish this quivering, crying little boy. V came first, grinding her pussy against his face. I kept fucking his ass harder and faster. Then it was B's turn. It didn't take her long to come. She moaned so loud. I loved watching her shudder with his head plastered to her cunt. I was ready to explode. I pulled out of his ass. And as expected, the dildo was covered in filth. B and V started laughing when they saw it. Uh-oh, little boy. More mess. There was more cleaning up for him to do. Instructing him to stay on his hands and knees, I walked around and stood in front of him. I showed him the mess his ass made. How dirty he made my favorite dildo. He was going to have to clean it up. Lick it up. Take the dildo in his mouth and taste his own shit. And swallow it. And I wasn't going to let him stop until the entire thing was clean. I tore the panties from his mouth. I told him if he could show me how eager he was to clean up his mess, then maybe, just maybe, I'd allow him to slowly stroke his cock. His eyes lit up when he heard that. He opened his pretty lips, and I fucked his red, sweaty, tear-stained face, sliding that dirty, brown-streaked dildo deep into his mouth, right to the back of his throat, pausing periodically for him to lick it, run his tongue all over it, and suck it. He was such an eager boy, sucking it all clean. His poor young cock was throbbing, so I allowed him to start stroking it. Run his hand up and down his shaft while he licked up his mess. It made me so hot. I began to fuck his face again. Harder and faster. My clit bumping up against the base of the dildo. My hands in his grubby hair, holding his head still, watching him jerk his cock, milking it, spilling pre-cum all over himself. I wanted to see him come. I wanted to see his young cock shoot hot ropes of thick white cum all over that filthy, stained mattress. And I wanted to come too. My girlfriends were behind him, fingering his asshole, spanking his ass, laughing, telling him to keep jerking it, to keep stroking that hard cock. I told him to come for me. My pussy was finally coming. Coming so fucking hard. And I wanted to see his cock come too. I wanted to watch it come for me. That young hard cock coming in all this filth. So that's what happened. That's what we did to him. Afterwards, when he finished crying, when he'd calmed down and wiped himself off best he could, he didn't even get up and leave. He just sat there, looking like a dumb animal. I kind of felt bad for him. He was so pathetic and so used. My girlfriends wanted to get out of there, so I told them to go. Told them I'd take care of him. And take care of him, I did. I helped him gather up his stuff and offered him a ride home. To my surprise, he accepted. Now we meet once a week in secret, just him and I. Sometimes I bring him to my place. Sometimes I take him to a motel. But sometimes, when the conditions are right, when it's really hot and muggy, we return to that dirty, stinking alleyway where it began. And no matter how many times I punish him, he never seems to learn to keep himself clean. And you know what? That's just the way I like it.